Well, hey there, this is Bobby McGraw, and I want to welcome you to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. For those that have been around, you know we're talking about the climb, but if you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is they're encouraging to you. And if you want to catch any of the other resources, our weekday blog, past editions of the weekday podcast, the Sunday teaching, and the weekly four for Friday, an easy place to go to that is the Climb Resource Hub, and you can find that just by going to sugarhill.church. That's our website, sugarhill.church/the climb, and that'll get you right to a landing page that'll help you find all of those resources. But one of the questions that comes up a lot when we think about the climb and we think about going to the destination is, can we take shortcuts? Well, last year I read a book called No Shortcuts to the Top, and it was written by a guy that has climbed the world's 14 highest peaks, which is unbelievable. Now, I'm not an outdoors guy, but reading his story really captivated as he talked about his trip and his journey on those 14 peaks. Well, today, as we think about shortcuts, I just want to say this one principle. Shortcuts will often get us off track. Oftentimes, our shortcuts are short-sighted, and they become one of the pitfalls that keep us from completing the climb and fulfilling the purpose that God has for us. Shortcuts are tempting, but they're short-sighted. Man, there's been plenty of times that I've been going to downtown Atlanta, and I've gotten stuck in traffic. And I've thought, you know what, I'm going to get off 85, or I'm going to take this little side route, and it's going to be better. I'm going to get there quicker. And oftentimes, the GPS will warn me. The app I use will tell you about traffic around you, but sometimes I think, well, there's no way it really knows. And so I'll go off course thinking I'm going to make it quicker, and oftentimes it takes me even longer. I get stuck in more traffic behind construction barrels. In fact, back in, I think it was November, I tried to take a shortcut to get around some people, and I ended up getting my car stuck and stranded for a couple of hours and breaking a couple $100 part. I mean, shortcuts are often short-sighted. Oftentimes, shortcuts will only get us off track. And those shortcuts may not be Atlanta traffic. They may be moral shortcuts or ethical, spiritual, financial, or maybe even relational shortcuts. And what those shortcuts will do, if we're not careful, is they'll distract us from what God wants to do in our lives. And they'll eventually cost us something. They'll eat away at our time. They'll eat away at our energy, our resources, our creativity. See, those shortcuts may make sense on the front end, but they're short-sighted because they don't take in the big picture. See, I believe God wants us to stop being so absorbed with the small picture, with the roadblock right in front of us. Instead, I think God wants us to look up and to see what He is up to, that we'd see His work around us and we would begin to see things from His perspective. One of the best ways to do that is to allow God's word to come off of the page and penetrate our hearts. Here's what the New Living Translation says from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. It says, "Let God's word penetrate deep into our heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to the whole body." And so today, man, when you're tempted to take a shortcut, know that it often costs you more than you ever thought. So instead of taking shortcuts, do what Pastor Benj and Pastor Chuck did when they were on the Appalachian Trail. Take it one step at a time, because there's going to be parts of our path that are narrow, that are very tricky, and the only way you get through it is not a shortcut, but by staying faithful to what God wants us to do. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. I hope you've enjoyed the climb as we begin moving towards wrapping up this teaching and message series. But I want to invite you to be part of this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. And then anytime you can't be there live in person, you can always watch online as well. But if you can be there in person, man, I want to encourage you. We'd love to see you this week. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.